The only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
Well, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And every Friday, what we attempt to do is share with you some backstory about our restaurant of the week. And this week, we had to go all the way to Knoxville, Iowa, and it is called 111 Public House. And with us is Mindy Sudman, and we are going to talk about the who, what, where, and why of 111 Public House. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here, Mike. Thanks.
So, interesting name. 111, I suspect that's the address.
It is.
All right. And Public House would be a throwback, I would think, to
English pubs. Yes.
Dang, we're
good.
Well, we try. You know, I've been around since English pubs began, so I have that knowledge. So tell us a little bit about the backstory of this. How did 111 Public House come to be?
Well, I have been in Des Moines since 82-ish, so basically my whole life. Nebraska. Nebraska. I moved here in seventh. I moved here in eighth grade and pretty much stayed here off and on, moving a little bit. Not so much, but mostly. Always coming back. And I've always worked in the restaurant industry. Mm. My first wait staff job was Olive Garden, first chain restaurant in Des Moines, long time ago. And so I fell in love with it.
So you kind of got the bug.
I do have the bug. Yeah. I've always had it. And when I pretend that I'm going to leave the industry, I always
Something
go back.
Comes back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many people are in that realm.
No, they are not. You can tell right away who we are and who we aren't.
Yeah.
So long story short, the last place I was at was Flying Mango for a little over 8 years, I believe.
You know, one of the things, we had Flying Mango on the Business News Hour, gosh, several months ago now. And they have lots of long-term folks that work there.
They do.
Yeah. And so what's the secret to that, do you think?
We're serious about what we do.
Yeah.
We're there for a reason, but also to have fun. Becomes a family.
And we hear
that's
that.
That's really the only.
We hear that from every restaurateur. Yeah. You know, one of the biggest problems that restaurateurs have is finding employees, you know, good qualified employees that really want to make a living and make a difference in the lives of their guests' appearance at the restaurant. And, but those that get it can make a really good living.
Yes, absolutely. I also worked at Principal at the time, marketing, and then I left there and started my own small marketing firm. And then I met Scott Ziller, my life partner. He started Peachtree Brewing. And then when he sold his portion of Peachtree 2 years ago, I sold my non-traditional marketing firm, quit the Mango, and we did 111.
Bing. Yep. Oh, yeah. Here we go. 111. It is a public house in Knoxville. So tell us a little bit about 111 Public House. What's it like? If you were to describe
this. It is all
this
character and ambiance.
Okay. What does that mean?
We have something you have to really experience, I would say, when you walk in. It's warm, inviting, yet you have romance, so you don't get bothered if you don't want to, or it's a camaraderie if you want it to be. You can sit at the bar. People know who you are. It's just a really great place to be. We have focused on farm food, but sexy farm food.
Sexy farm food. Oh,
comfort.
So turnips can be sexy.
Yes. If you add cheese, gravy,
of course,
or any kind of sauce to it. Absolutely.
All right. We are talking with Mindy Sudman, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about 111 Public House out of Knoxville. All right. So the decor on the inside looks like a public house, or is it more modern?
It has a little pubby feel to it, I would say, just with the colors. They're a lot warm. We have brick walls.
Ah, very nice.
The original tile ceiling that was laid in 1887, and the original, or the tile floor. Did I say ceiling?
You said ceiling.
Yeah. Well, we have the tile ceiling as well. Everything is original. We basically just hold out the building and started fresh.
Wow. How long did it take you to repurpose that building?
We purchased the building February 2nd, and we opened January 13th.
A year.
A year.
Yeah.
But Scott and I did all the work except for plumbing and electricity.
And that takes time, especially if you're not a plumber or electrician person, and if you're not a redesigner and a carpenter. And I get it. I really get it. Many of us have redesigned our homes, and it takes a little bit longer.
It does.
So when it came to the name, where did the name come from? What was the attraction to that?
Well, there were three things initially that I wanted when we went to look at the building: the floor, the brick walls, and the ceiling. And when those three were all there, I'd had no idea what the address was. So I asked Scott, what's the address? He said, it's 111. I'm like, well, that's a kicker. My grandfather was ill later on in life, had some strokes, and one was basically the only word he could say. So it was kind of a kicker. So one is just like in my family, the time, you know, 111, 1111. So it just kind of all brought it together.
It kind of worked. All right, let's talk about the sexy farm food that you have. What is some of the signature things that are going on at a 111 Public House?
All of our dishes are signature in our right, but they are recognizable to any farm family. Sunday dinner, it's just a hot roast beef with gravy.
No meatloaf?
We don't have meatloaf yet.
Okay.
We are constantly changing and, you know, revamping and innovating all of our menu. Just little tweaks. We've only been open for 2 months, so things will grow organically. And it's worked out really well. We have a great chef. His name is Nick Middleton. He's from Indianola. He drives every day. He works really hard. Mm-hmm. And then our sous chef is Hannah Olderman. She's 23, graduated from Le Cordon Bleu down in Phoenix. And she's spicy and
now,
brings a lot of great stuff.
Where did you find these people with some great credentials behind them?
Well, I have, you know, the Des Moines restaurant scene is very small.
Very.
And we are a good family. And just reaching out to different people to see who's interested, and we just found some really great people. And Hannah actually is from Knoxville. She moved back to town like 6 months ago to take care of her mother from Phoenix, and
the rest is just written down someplace.
Exactly.
Mindy, when we're talking about, okay, I get it, the signature food, mostly on the Iowa side of comfort food, right? And are you into also the idea of seasonal foods?
We are, and we do. And our menu will change seasonally. We are using Blue Gate Farms, which is Jill Bebout.
I know Jill very well, yes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, she's the one that recommended we come on the show.
There you go.
And Reichardt's Derriere. Lois makes some great cheese. We are planning on working with Crooked Gap, Ethan and Rebecca.
Sure.
We have a ton of organic farming done.
That whole farm crawl system. When Blue Gate Farm, when they started that years and years ago now, I think it's in its eighth or ninth year of doing that, we were one of the early supporters of that, and went down several years in a row and saw the amount of people expand. You know, I mean, maybe there was 200 people the first year to 400 people, and now there's well over 1,000 that are traversing those roads.
That's right.
It's very, very interesting. You should make a stop at Public House.
I would definitely recommend that stop. We love entertaining. Hosting is, you know, it's come second nature to me. I'm in my element when I'm there. It's just like being at home, and I want everyone to feel that way.
Now, is 111 Public House, is it large enough for music, live music, to be there? Or is this something maybe in the future?
We kind of like a swanky feel. So jazz, any variety is played at the Public House. We do have plans for some single man jazz, classical guitar to come in, maybe some horns, a little bit here, bit there. We do have room.
So there is really not much in Knoxville. I mean, we're talking about Knoxville.
Right.
And there's some big draws to Knoxville, obviously, during the summertime. And we've got the races that go on there. And what a great place to go to prior to or afterwards.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. We look forward to hosting all of those folks this summer. It's going to be great. And I'm really glad that we opened in a kind of an off month so we can get prepared and ready. And
This means that your soft opening is like daily for a while.
Right. This is the first thing that I've done. I have not announced that we're opening at all yet.
So you just hung the shingle out there and said people started to show up?
We don't even have a sign. I have a 111 on the front of our building, and that's the end of the that's all I wanted to do for now, but I'm sure this will probably change a little bit of that.
I'm sure that it probably will. When you say 111, what street?
Maine, East Maine.
All right. So it is 111 East Main Street in Knoxville. It is called 111 Public House. Talk to us a little bit about the bar. I'm always interested in the bar scene.
Our bar is very classy, but it has a really good hometown feel to it. Generally, the person behind the bar is known by many who come in.
I'm sure.
Obviously, you know, Knoxville is a small town, and most of the people that frequent businesses downtown frequent other businesses downtown that we've been a part of. So it's nice to do that. But we have anywhere from 12-ingredient classic cocktails like the Ramos Gin Fizz, which is my favorite, to just a good old, you know, whiskey sour.
We got beer. We got whiskey. You want
to
mix
them? We have 19 taps.
Yeah.
We do. Scott. Scott Ziller, he created, designed our tap, and it's made out of old refrigerators, three of them, and I bet you there's not another one in the world.
How about that? We are talking with Mindy about Public House, or it's a 111 Public House in Knoxville. What's the sense of community in Knoxville? I mean, you're far enough removed from Des Moines, you're not far, but you're far enough removed from Des Moines that Knoxville is still a small Iowa town.
We consider it, us who live there, I would say, a bedroom community. We have a lot of people that
commuters.
Work in Des Moines. Yes, commuters, sorry. And so, you know, Scott and I, when we would come to Des Moines for dinner, because there was not really a place in Knoxville where
sure.
we would like to go and frequent often. And we would drive back from Des Moines on a Friday night, and at 6 or 7 o'clock, the traffic coming out of Knoxville is just insane. It's like a mass exodus to get out and to get something fresh. And so we knew what
People
was happening.
People were looking.
Right. Absolutely. People were starving for something. So we have had a great response from them. I mean, fantastic response. The community is behind us. The chamber is behind
I'm
us.
Sure.
The city council is doing great. You know, it's just, it's a great place.
Well, it changes the culture of your downtown when you have a destination place to go to. I know that we've experienced that. I live and work closely with the Windsor Heights Chamber mm-hmm. here in the Des Moines Metro. And we have David Baruthios, Chef Baruthios, mm-hmm. Baru 66 there, and as well as Michael Crownover's new place. It's called Saison.
Yep.
And those become destination points
yes.
and the draw. And mm-hmm. so in a place like Knoxville,
oh yeah,
it's the place to go.
We pretty much have captive audience. If you don't,
nice.
You know, here's the, if you, we like to go out and have a bottle of wine, a few cocktails prior to dinner, and then, you know, but we don't want to drive and drink.
Sure.
So it's just better that we stay in town. So now people can stay in town. They're 5 blocks, 5 minutes from our restaurant instead of 37 miles.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's kind of a win-win situation.
I think that's fabulous. It really is. Mindy Sundman, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about 111 Public House. It is new. It is in Knoxville. They've been open 2 months, not even a sign on the building.
We'll get there. Maybe. I kind of like the whole speakeasy vibe that we have going on, the swanky little, is this it or is it not?
Is this, yeah. What are we doing?
Sometimes I have to go out and invite people because they're standing out there looking at us like, what is going on in there? So that's kind of fun.
But once they smell the aroma, it's
yes,
all over, right?
Absolutely.
Well, good for you and congratulations
well, thank you.
On one of these life's work opportunities.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's a fun one, though.
Good stuff. If you missed all or any of this Friday afternoon interview with Mindy, we will have this posted up on our podcast, along with some photos about what we were talking about and what in the heck we look like on a Friday afternoon here at the Business News Hour. Thanks again for doing this.
You're welcome. Thank
all
you,
right.
Mike.
Yeah, we will broadcast this far and wide. All right, we've got to step aside. Why? Because we've got to check out what happened today on Wall Street. We will give you all the numbers when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.